This is Untapped Power, insights and wisdom for collective transformation in the yoga community. I am your host, Amanda Stroney, a registered yoga teacher and financial coach, working with you to redefine success and gain confidence in your business and in your life. This podcast serves as a sacred space with a new way forward to speak the truth about the yoga industry and to build a business and life that is defined on your terms. Join me for intentional conversations as we navigate the industry and explore the changing path ahead. We will dive into personal challenges, industry improvements, and financial stability, providing you with the tools to expand, grow, and create. I believe one of the greatest gifts we can give to the world is tapping into all of our personal power so we can collectively raise the vibration together. Are you ready to join the conversation? Now let's dive in.
Hey everyone, happy Friday. Welcome back to another episode of Untapped Power. I am always excited to be back with you to share these Friday episodes and excited to kick off a new season underway, season 7. So last week on the show, we had Rachel Friedman, who provided us with so much wisdom around being a studio owner of yoga studios. And what I really found interesting about Rachel's story and what she shared with us was around her choosing a business partner and sort of the things she looked for in that decision and how important it is, whether you own your own business or, you know, going into partnership with someone in a business is very interesting. And I think she gave us some great reminders to walk away with. So if you haven't tuned in, I hope you'll look back at that episode and take a peek into hear what Rachel had to share and the work that she's doing today in the somatic field. So very interesting, and I'm grateful to have her on the show. So for today's episode, I was sitting down this past week or the past couple weeks with some of my clients, and some of the things that were coming up were circling back into this desire for more confidence in finances, to have more confidence in how they manage their money and wanting to have more awareness, more accountability. And it led me into thinking, you know, our confidence in our finances comes from a place of awareness and of knowing. And the more we know, the more knowledge we have, the more confident we are. And having confidence with our money comes when we know what we have on a continual basis. And so it's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing practice. And I think that was one of the keys that I was highlighting, is that having a daily check-in with your financial health is so important. And so in order to do that, we have to have confidence with ourselves first to want to do it. And so I think that's the big key, is that if we're lacking confidence in ourselves, it can be hard to have confidence in our finances, to have confidence in how we're spending, how we're viewing our money. And when we are confident, when we do have confidence, we feel more empowered, because ultimately we're taking the decision-making away from someone else and we're putting it into our own hands. And that is the key, is you're giving yourself permission to make choices that support you and your values. And you're owning those choices. You're the one that's standing up for it. So it's interesting with money how we can move so quickly into a place of disempowerment when we focus on such things as scarcity or blame of, oh, these people have more money than I do, or judgment even of why are some people able to make more money and some are not, or complete unawareness. I'm just not going to choose to look at my finances or explore anything, or I'm going to let this person do it for me, or I'm going to just, you know, hope that it will turn out okay. I'm going to manifest it, or that lack of personal accountability. So allowing this to be put into someone else's hands or to be put somewhere else is actually disempowering. And if you're not able to feel that empowerment, you're not confident in yourself, it's easy to not feel confident in how you're spending your money, how you're viewing your money, how you're planning to spend your money. When you know for yourself, you're empowered and you have more confidence. So what I want to break down in this episode is some key practices to building that confidence with yourself so that you can feel a little more empowered in your finances. So I'm going to just walk us through five different steps or takeaways that I think can be helpful when it looks to empowering yourself with your finances. So the first one is knowing and practicing your values. And I've talked about this in many different episodes on the podcast, but it's really essential for you to know what your values are so that in turn you're practicing them on a daily basis. And when it comes to your money, it's how you're spending, how you're choosing to spend, how you're choosing to save, what you're choosing to do. So those should be really outlined for you all the time so you, that you can reference back to it and that you can look at it and say, okay, this is why I'm spending money on this, or this is why I'm not spending money on this, or this is why I'm choosing to do this, this is why I'm not choosing to do this. And so that leads to more confidence when your values are aligning and you're using your money as a form of power into your values. And I think that's the key. Your money becomes empowering to you when you're practicing your values and you're aligning your finances with your values. The second piece is allowing your yes to be yes and your no to be no, which this is really hard for people. And I think when we are really clear with what our yes is, we are more confident in ourselves, and other people are more confident in us as well, because it's clear that you are saying what you mean. There's no confusion there. And I think that that also leads and bleeds into our finances, because when we allow our yes or our no to not be clear, our spending can follow. So we can choose to say yes to something when we really mean no, in turn spend money, and then feel like we're depleted. In reality, this really requires us to be really confident in ourselves, to know the difference between our yes and our no, and to stand in it powerfully, and to continue to repeat that over and over again and go back into that first step of knowing and practicing our values. How do I know when my yes is a yes? Because it aligns with my values. It aligns with what I want for myself. And the third piece is having integrity and transparency with yourself, which again loops back into your values, loops back into your yes and your no, because we require integrity and transparency with ourselves to have that be clear with our money decisions. When you're in integrity with yourself, right, you're in truth with yourself. You know what you want and you're in alignment with it. You're not lying to yourself. You're not unaware of what you have or what you don't have. And so that is a big piece of our financial health and wellness, is our integrity and our transparency. So this requires, I think, when we have integrity and transparency with ourselves, it can require us to make hard decisions, require us to really be honest to say, okay, I can't necessarily do this right now because it's not making me money, or I really need to pay my bills. I need to make sure I can pay my rent. So I need to have, or my mortgage, so I need to have this amount of money. And if I'm not making it here, where can I make it? And that's having integrity with yourself to make hard decisions, to make changes, to maybe do something that you need to do at a certain time to make money, and then coming back into something else if you have more time and space. But ignoring it, hoping it will go away, pretending it's not there, or, you know, putting out there, oh, I just want this to happen, is not necessarily the answer. And that's actually not having integrity, and it's not being transparent with yourself. So coming back into that space is really critical. The fourth piece here is discernment. And when I talk about discernment, what I mean is knowing for yourself how you want to spend your money, where your money is, how much you have, and then having that conversation with other people. So you can look to advice or look to other people for advice, or look to other people for accountability or different ways of saving or spending. But to know within yourself first is the discernment. To know how you want to spend with yourself first and foremost is important, because if you start to have these conversations with other people first, then you don't truly know what you want for yourself. You can be swayed into thinking that something might work for you. And that is really often our downfall, is we choose to do things in a way that other people are doing them versus coming back into the way that feels most empowering for us. And so I encourage you to really think about the discernment piece, because when you're able to really have that tapped in and nailed in for yourself, it becomes easier to have these conversations with others without feeling depleted, without feeling judged, and without feeling like you can't make decisions on your own. The fourth piece is knowing your worth beyond a number. And I think this is almost the key to all of this, is that you and who you are, your confidence in who you are, is not determined by a number, by how much money you have, by how much money you make, by all of that. It is really internal. It's already within you. And our confidence comes from that place. Our real confidence comes from that place. So having that type of confidence that comes from your core, your inner knowing, your heart, that is not related to what you do or how much money you make, is different. But that confidence that you do have, and that confidence that you do have that comes from that place, can be the key to helping you feel that confidence in your money and in those money relationships that you have. So it's really a twofold process, and knowing your worth can be the hardest thing that we do, can be the hardest journey that we take with ourselves, to really understand and know that we are worthy. We are worthy just as we are, beyond those numbers, beyond what we do or what we have, that we are worthy. And that really, again, is the key to you having deep, deep confidence within yourself and deep, deep confidence within the amount of money that you do have, that will lead you into these decisions and lead you into these places. And so just going back, you know, those five things: knowing and practicing your values, allowing your yes to be yes and your no to be no, having integrity and full transparency with yourself, having discernment, and then knowing your worth beyond a number. So take a peek into those five and see where you can explore further into each one, or maybe it's only one at this time and that's fabulous. But see where you're at. See where you're at with yourself. See where you're at with your own confidence internally and externally. And if you want to explore this more, I'm always here for a free connection call. You can click the link in the show notes here, and we can connect at any point to sort of dive into these practices deeper. But I hope this was helpful. And I think that this is something that is a continuous exploration with you, if you choose, because our confidence can be built, it can be built upon, and it can be something that we continue to explore and create for ourselves in our lives. It's not a one and done thing. So I want to be really clear on that, that it's an ongoing practice that really can become quite powerful the more that we do it. Like anything else, we're building that muscle for ourselves. So I am always grateful to be here with you to share in these Friday episodes. We have a wonderful guest coming on next week, and so I can't wait to circle back with you. So enjoy this episode, and I look forward to connecting back with you so soon. Happy Friday. Thank you for joining this week's episode of Untapped Power. If you enjoyed the episode, please leave a review. I would love to hear your insights and wisdom. If you are a yoga teacher interested in being a participant on the podcast, please reach out directly. I am always looking for new voices and perspectives. As a financial coach, I work with clients individually who are in the yoga industry and are looking to gain clarity and awareness around your finances. If this is you, then reach out to schedule your free connection call. All information can be found at amandastroni.com. As always, continue to stand confidently in your power, use your voice, and allow your heart to be free. Until next time.